You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and yes, we are indeed just plain right. It is 2:08 p.m. right now, February the 1st. Hard to believe it's February. But listen, let me jump into my comments here for a minute. Because I got to tell you, as I was thinking through things that I'm seeing in the world around me, it got me kind of, you know, waxing poetic, I guess, for a minute in my head about the fall of society and all that, yada, yada. But I'll be honest with you, I've always been fascinated by dystopian movies, TV shows, books, all of them. I can't explain it. It's just kind of always fascinated me to see the portrayals of what life as we know it on Earth could look like after some, you know, cataclysmic event. What would people do? How would they live? Would they remember where we came from? Would they know how to accomplish the things in the future that we take for granted today? I remember as a kid being sucked in when the closing scene of Planet of the Apes revealed that epic view of the fallen Statue of Liberty, and Charlton Heston realized he had been walking on a future version of a dystopian Earth the whole time. In high school, I was fascinated by the movie portrayals by Mel Gibson of Max Rakitansky in Mad Max and the Road Warrior movies. I could repeat lines from the Road Warrior nearly verbatim as he traversed the Australian wasteland in the post-apocalyptic world. And to be honest, I was into muscle cars, so that hit two of my interests in a big way. But in more recent years, I tell you what, one of my favorite actors, Denzel Washington, man, that makes some good movies. Denzel Washington made a modern classic called The Book of Eli. It's one of those flicks that I stop on every time I catch a glimpse of it on the channel guide. Eli, Denzel Washington's character, working his way west with the last known Bible in the world because his mission was to get it through the devastation of a post-nuclear United States to a place that God had told him it would be safe and cherished. If you've not seen the Book of Eli, I won't question your faith or your manhood, but let's just say you're missing out in a big, big way, all right? So just name all the shows in that genre, The Walking Dead, Red Dawn. The list goes on and on. But the same fascination with that kind of movie version of the future is also extended to me into a view of the past. I've always been fascinated by archaeology. The study of ancient civilizations, it's vital to our understanding of much of what we see around us today. But the underlying questions that I always wind up asking myself is, what happened to them? How did they just disappear? Why don't we know? I mean, really, how is it that great civilizations just disappeared from the annals of history? We can know some aspects of their plight, you know, but not all of them. How is it that the massive structures that were built and abandoned in Central and South America without the modern world even having a record or deeper understanding of that, how can that occur? How did the ancient Egyptians set about building the pyramids without leaving behind a full record of how they did it that would tell the future generations how and why and when? And while we're at it, who in God's name built Stonehenge? And for what purpose? And how did they get the rocks to the site at all? The modern world is filled with the mysteries of the ancient world that confound us because the former gave way to the latter without leaving us behind an express understanding of their goals, their language, their customs. And we can piece them together best we can. We can create archaeological evidentiary patterns that give rise to social theories. But in the end, they're just theories. We may never know why some civilizations that dominated certain corners of this earth rose and fell. All we can do is speculate as to what it took to put an end to a nation of people. My prayer, too, though, is that we never, never have that said about us. I don't ever want it to be said by some future historian or archaeologist that indications are that during the mid-21st century, the Great Decline began. I mean, what a tragedy it would be if one day people dug a hole to find our great buildings, or used radar or LIDAR or other technologies to rediscover our roads and highways and byways. I would dare say that modern civilization is, you know, more advanced, more expansive, certainly more recorded, if you will, for future posterity than any generation that came before us. But think about it. They used to also say that about the Roman Empire. All that to say, I am watching with a sharp eye as I see the very institutions that have made this nation great being constantly assaulted by a progressive agenda that seems intent on tearing holes in the very fabric of our society. A few weeks ago, I gave you some studied opinions on what experts say led to the fall of Rome. And it was not what you might think. I mean, it was not like there was one cataclysmic event. There was no singular volcanic eruption, no asteroid, No, it was the policies of their governance that basically left us with nothing more than an archaeological view of ancient Roman society and leaves us today wondering about certain aspects of that civilization, despite the fact that technically they're really not so remote in time. And truthfully, what we do know about their demise is eye-popping. You see, the factors that modern scholars believe led to the downfall of Rome were things like mass migration without border control, deep schisms in their political infrastructure that caused a breakdown into partisan infighting, a weakening of their military and law enforcement by a society that became dominated by social elites who believed they were impervious to danger and knew better, which also, by the way, led to a loss of their power on the world stage as their word and their presence and their ability to project influence waned in the eyes of the rest of the world. Over time, Rome's political laziness gave rise to the splitting of Rome into various geographic entities because it was just easier. It was also the beginning of a loss of their national identity, which began then to manifest itself in a loss of national pride. By the time the Roman leadership realized it, the great mystery of Rome was just a shadow of its former self, and the empire collapsed and was relegated to the ash heap of history. Now, do those same trends that I just outlined for the fall of Rome sound familiar? They should. They are exactly what we are seeing progressives trying desperately to put in place all around us. And that's not conspiracy. That's not hyperbole. That's reality. At every turn right now, you're seeing a desperate attempt to rewrite who we are as a people. There's a growing pantheon of liberal elites who are funding, planning, and implementing an attempt to say that America is systemically racist, that American exceptionalism on the world stage is not real or acceptable, that the mores and traditions and culture of this nation needs to be broken down and reproven in some way, that somehow there's a culture of distrust among our international allies that is exacerbated not just by what we do or don't do on the world stage, but on what we do or don't allow within our own borders. And speaking of borders, we don't have one on the southern edge of our landmass. And the political laziness that caused Rome to be split, it's evidenced here and now by the constant attempts to promote division in our society by race, by vaccination status, by willingness to accept absurd social pronouncements like men can get pregnant and what pronouns a minor child should be allowed to use in school. Oh, by God, not on my watch. Not while I can breathe. And I believe I speak for the majority of this audience. Not on our watch. It only happens if we let it happen. It only happens if we stand idly by. We cannot allow the dystopian fantasy of Hollywood to become our own dystopian reality. Not on our watch. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, it's true. I mean, what's amazing to me, folks, is how much of what you look at experts believe caused the downfall of the great Roman Empire. For all its warts and blemishes and problems that it had too, it was still a great empire, and it crumbled, and it literally went away and became a shadow of itself to the extent that it no longer exists. I do not want to ever see that said about us, but it takes us standing up and ensuring that it won't, because it doesn't just preserve in and of itself, it takes its people with a willingness to do so. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.